You also mentioned when we were talking before about the heat treatment and the tool room and stuff like that. Could you describe what you would have been doing with the heat treatment and with the tool making?
Well, the heat treatment was very interesting. Again, as you had pieces being fitted, we had, say, a piston to go into a cylinder. Those pistons, they were ordinary metal that had been machined, but they were machined slightly oversized. This is where the tolerances come in. They were put through a heat treatment where they were case hardened. Well, that meant one part of heat treatment was dipping them into a cyanide pot. It was a big pot full of cyanide that was white hot. You just drop the item into the cyanide pot, and by chart you could read, you could tell the depth of hardness that you were actually putting onto it, which showed then when it went back to the machine shop how much they could grind off to make it the right size they wanted to fit the cylinder. So that was one part of heat treatment. Another part was certain things you could soften up, like a file, an ordinary file for filing work. If you wanted to make that into something else, the chaps would bring it to heat treatment. We'd drop it into a forge, then dip it in oil or water, which would soften it. They could then work on it themselves, make whatever they wanted, bring it back to us, then we would harden it back up again. Copper pipe that was used in the workshops, that had to be softened, because the more you bend copper pipe, the harder it gets. So after a bit, you can't bend it. So they bring it to heat treatment, we would soften it up, they could go back on the floor to be used.
That's fascinating. So the heat treatment would have been a specialist part of the heavy machine shop?
Well, part of the... It come under the tool room, in actual fact. In the tool room, they made tools, or specialised in making tools, to be used actually out on the factory floor. So the heat treatment was part of the tool room.
So it was actually a separate room?
Separate room, yeah.
And can you describe that room for us, please?
Oh, there was two of us working in there, a chap that knew how to do it, plus the apprentice that went there to learn how to do it. We just had a small room to ourselves. Most things, it gave us time to catch up on some of our own work on technical school. Because, well, things were in heat treatment, they were governed by time. And if a thing was in a cyanide pot, it would have to be in there for an hour to give it so many degrees of hardness. We couldn't do anything while that was in there apart from watch it, so we could catch up on homework in those days.
Thinking about cyanide, when I hear the word cyanide, I think that's poisonous. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything to protect you from that?
Whenever you were on it, you wore a big, long face mask. Also asbestos, well, I say it was asbestos, it was sort of flame-proof gloves that you wore up to your elbows. And whenever you put anything in the cyanide pot, it was usually tied with wire with a hook on one end so that it could be lowered into the pot. Then we could raise it out without actually touching the item itself to quench it in water. Incidentally, when you quenched it in water, there was always a sharp crack, like an small explosion. And that was the heat from the cyanide going into cold water, which eventually put the hardness into it.
And then once you'd quenched it, would you just have somewhere that you hung them up, or they'd be ready to use?
Ready to use virtually straight away. Ready to use straight away. They go back into the machine shops then. In the case of a piston, depending on the size, they would go then onto the grinding machines where they would be ground down, again, according to the drawing, to the size that it should be.
Do you remember the guy who you worked with in the heat treatment shop?
Yeah, the chap I worked with then was a chap by the name of Brian Kemet. And he was apprentice before I was. And he became one of the senior apprentices. And then he was in the part of the tool room working in the heat treatment department.